Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have our girl, Lala Kent. Give them Lala.
Hello.
Give them Lala on Juicy Scoop. Welcome back.
For the fifth time, I think, right?
I think it might be the sixth.
Damn.
We have so much to discuss. There's so many topics, lots of housewife stuff. But first, how are you doing?
I'm happy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What can you share with the Juicy Scoopers about your traumatic, juicy life? That's hopefully not as traumatic as it used to be.
You know what? It was a traumatic experience. My bounce back was like super quick. I find that to be easy when like you finally have a bird's eye view on your life and you're like, wow, I really didn't like you ever. And
oh, so now you look back at everything of like kind of a different perspective of like you were just sort of accepting and going through the motions.
I was existing.
Yeah.
I was existing in my life. Like I stayed in a bathrobe all day. I just felt like lifeless for a long time.
Oh.
Yeah, especially after I stopped drinking and I like realized what I was in. But I was like, oh, he's nice to me. So like I'll stick around, whatever. Have a baby. But last night I like had this moment. So I've cleared every picture, video, everything of him off my phone, like non-existent. But a memory popped up and you could see like a piece of his face. So I was like, we need to go back through. We got to comb through this. And so I'm going through deleting photos. And then I start getting to like all of when the shit hit the fan and text messages. And I put my phone down. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Like I looked around in my apartment and I felt euphoric that just like I'm free. And I got out of it with like a metaphorical scratch. Like I'm happy as it gets.
Good.
You know?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. And then, you know, also it's just like, I mean, not that there was ever hope that you'd get back together
right.
shortly after. I mean, like when it first broke, I thought there was,
yeah.
which is like why I was talking to you and even talking to him for a little bit.
Yeah.
And, but I also think the finality of knowing that like can help you move on quicker. I think sometimes when couples go back and forth or there's, that's like typical, but because it was so, well, thank you for
yeah.
being so awful that there is no choice. Like,
yeah.
then that's also sometimes a gift.
Sometimes
yeah. someone treating you so badly is the gift because there's no question
yeah.
in your mind or
well,
whatever.
That's the thing. He's such a mastermind manipulator that like I thought he was like really a good dude to me. So I like made concessions for the fact that like I couldn't stand him. And I was like, but he's nice. Like he takes care of me. Like he cares about what I'm saying, which really I don't even remember ever being able to get a word in. But, and I haven't shared this with anybody, I would beg the universe at night, like give me something. Give me something. Because for me, there's no coming back from drug use and there's no coming back from cheating. And I would beg the fucking universe, give me a reason. Like, I have to...
Give you a reason to
give
leave.
Give me a reason to get the fuck out of this. I would lay in bed looking at his back at night, being like, please. And on October 15th, the universe fucking provided me with everything and more.
Yeah, because who knows how much longer you would have maybe continued to, like, be in the dark about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was completely in the dark. And... You know, I don't know him. I don't want to know him. I don't want to be associated. Like, he will never be around me ever again. And I told him, like, you also don't know me. Because that version that I was with you was not me.
What was the version then? What was that then for 5 years? Were you just... Growing up,
someone
or what?
Existing. I had my dukes up all the time because I constantly was being poked at in that relationship. So I constantly was in fight mode. I was constantly just on the defense. And that's not me.
Yeah.
Like, I am sensitive, and I can be tough, but, like, when you're home in a safe place, I don't want to be tough. I want to chill, and, like, you know, I just feel so grateful that I found all this stuff out, because – and it keeps coming. It keeps coming. And then I literally have all the moments of gratitude in the world. Even though, like, I'm still going through it and I got to protect O, I'm like, this is...
O is short for ocean?
Yes.
Yeah.
This was fucking divine intervention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better, and I'm glad you guys are moving on.
Yes, and I can get back to what I'm physically attracted to. Tall, dark, and handsome, covered in tattoos.
Oh.
Banging.
Is there somebody, because I sent you the photo that everyone thinks is who you're dating, and you said, no, that wasn't it. Do you remember this?
Was he a white boy?
He was white with tattoos and very physically fit.
No,
that wasn't him. And someone put a photo of your former with him saying, how's it going and how's it going now or something?
That
is
awesome.
Not your dude.
No.
Okay.
He's like a dear friend of mine.
That guy.
And yeah. But no, I've never hooked up with him.
Okay.
Not romantic, no.
Will you show me who you're dating after the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
When do you think we'll see that?
Not for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's like someone who should be protected just for a moment, you know, because I'm in it balls deep. Right now,
ooh,
with my personal, I know,
like,
I haven't
balls.
No, no, I haven't had sex yet.
Oh,
I haven't slept with anybody.
Oh my god,
I know.
It's gonna close up like a pierced ear.
Oh no!
Don't do like a stretch before you're like all scared.
Yeah, no, I don't think it works that way, does it? Fuck.
I don't know.
It would have closed up already. I mean, I haven't gotten laid since July of 2020, so.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
It's the juice scoop.
We have so many things to cover. Now, unfortunately, this weekend, friends of ours are also breaking up.
Okay.
Million Dollar Listings, Josh Flagg is divorcing husband Bobby Boyd.
Yeah.
This is from Page Six. They both gave their own statements on Friday night. You know, I was aware of this before. And again, when
How long before, do you know?
Just a couple weeks.
Or can you say, I mean?
A couple weeks that they were separated. And then...
Because Josh was staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel, which it said in, I think, this article.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, you know, when you've got money and you don't have kids, maybe living separate is kind of a nice thing to sort of figure out and, like, you know, wait, we do really miss each other or whatever. Like, I thought it was like a healthy thing to do that a lot of people cannot afford to do and don't have the means to just be like, oh, my God, could you go to your own place? Like,
yeah.
A lot of people don't have that. So, but then when it was made definitive and I was made aware of it a little before this, then I was, you know, sad about it. But they'll both be fine. And, you know.
I was sad about it, too.
Yeah.
I love them both.
I know. And I had fun with them together. I never, like, some people I've talked to, like, was it tension? Was it uncomfortable? I'm like, it actually really wasn't for me. Like, I kind of just thought that was like their fun, like, banter.
Totally.
And I wasn't really worried. Also, it's like, I was telling you, you know, it's like we all have gay friends, you know, couples.
Mm-hmm.
But a gay male couple is different than a female couple. I mean, we all have similarities in just being in a relationship with partners, but there is stuff that's different. And I'm like, you know, like, one of the things, like, they each had different groups of friends who would do stuff separately. And some of our mutual friends was like, ooh, I don't think that's good. And I'm like, well, as a heterosexual couple, like, Peter goes off and
totally
golfs all day without me, and I have my girls' night with you. And
right.
We're fine 21 years later. So I'm like, so why can't a gay couple have different
friend groups?
Yeah, so that didn't concern me. But in the end, maybe they just wanted – I think they are very different people, and they wanted different things.
That I did sense.
Yeah.
That they were wanting different things. But it feels like, just based off of their statements,
yeah,
that they would be able to maintain a friendship.
What I've heard from Josh is that absolutely, like, he wants the best for Bobby.
Yeah, that's what it's
like. Success and everything. It's just like they just were not in a happy state anymore. And when you, as you know, like waking up every day and then when you finally make that break mm-hmm. and realize, no, this
go
wasn't.
Be happy.
Yeah,
life
this
is
wasn't,
way too short.
Yeah. And they don't have kids.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Goodbye.
And they have the means to move on. You know, a lot of people have to stay in something miserable because they can't afford something different.
Yeah. When I read that he was staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel, I was like, I'm so sorry about all this, but why the fuck haven't you invited me to the Polo Lounge?
He did, though. But now, remember when you were writing about what are we going to do for Super Bowl?
Yes.
But it was before I fell on my head. And he said, why don't we get a cabana at the Beverly Hills Hotel?
He was already living there?
I don't know if I don't know. But I kind of wrote, like, that's not what we want to do for Super Bowl.
I was wanting to, like, maybe,
now
like,
I don't
watch
know.
The
maybe
Super
maybe they
Bowl.
Were. Now I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
Anyway.
Yeah. No.
So like, they're going to be fine. I'll try to get him in here to tell more. Okay, this story is the juiciest story ever that I've been obsessed with. Sherry Papini, in November of 2016... went missing. Do you know the story?
Tell me.
Okay. So it was kind of middle Northern California in sort of a rural area, but like a nice area.
Okay.
She had a very cute husband. Okay. They were just like picture perfect adorables, two little kids. And he came home to the house and she wasn't there. And he thought that was kind of weird. And then he checked and the daycare said she had never picked up the kids. So he started to get panicked. I've heard the 911 calls. He goes and sees, and she's a pretty blonde. They're both white. She's a pretty blonde girl and very fit. And he saw that her iPhone was like dropped in the grass and the AirPods had like a blonde hair wrapped around them.
Okay.
So the first thought was, oh my God, she went on a run earlier in the day and someone grabbed her or something happened. And so this, a lot of people looking for, a lot of people wondering what could it be. And there was thoughts, could she have been kidnapped to be sex trafficked? Because maybe they thought with no makeup on and her little body, maybe they thought she was even younger than she was. Because I think she's only maybe like 30. But, you know, so that's a
she
a
looks hot, very young.
That's a hot commodity in the sex trafficking mm-hmm. world. 3 weeks go by. Nobody knows where she is. Dad's crying. I don't know what to tell my kids. They get a call. A woman has been found walking on a highway at night with chains still tied to her. Her hair has been like cut and beat up. And it's her.
Okay.
She's alive. And they call him and they say, come to the hospital. Let me prepare you. About how your wife looks, you know. She has been beat up and she's been branded. Like, you know how they would brand like a cow, but mm-hmm. like, and also sometimes in like black fraternities and sororities, black fraternities, they would do that. I don't know. It's just a weird, like,
I know.
Thing.
Yeah, no, I know what it looks like.
So she, all we get as people at home is that she says, I was kidnapped by two Mexican women. And this is what the photos are. So for 3 weeks.
That looks like a man.
I like that she gave one, like just one giant earring. Okay.
This is how she explained them?
This is how she explained them. And then someone drew them.
Okay.
These are, you know, and this was before COVID, but they wore masks the whole time. And that's all we know. We don't know if she was being screwed every day by eight people. We don't know if she was being. And then I was like, well, if she was being sex trafficked, why would they want to make her look ugly and chop off her blonde hair?
And brand her.
What is this weird thing? Who are these two weird Mexicans? And then we're like, are they lesbians? And they made her do lesbian stuff. Like, what's going on? Media people on the internet are in Facebook groups are like, I call bullshit.
Okay.
Like, I knew this girl. You know, I know people that knew of her. At one point, someone found a posting that was derogatory towards Mexicans that she had written or something years back. So they're like, why is she saying it's, you know? But we don't really know anything. Then she goes back. She gets receives $49,000 from a GoFundMe that began when she went missing. She also gets another $30,000 from the state or the city for victim help that paid for her ambulance ride, which, by the way, that's why I didn't accept an ambulance ride when I hit my head.
So expensive.
And the only way you'll get the money back is if you were, like, a victim of a crime in LA, I guess, or in California. She gets $30,000 and she spent it on blinds for her home, so, like, because people were so nosy. And they go on to live their life, and we never know what happens. About a year ago, they interview her again in 2020, and they're like, we have reason to believe that there was male DNA found on you, and we believe that it might be connected to a man that we did all our research. You were writing to an old boyfriend.
Mm.
And she denies it. At one point, they thought the husband was involved. But I was just like, who the hell just, like, hides out for, like, some drama and then cuts off their pretty hair and, like, hits themselves and, like, brands themselves? Like, who does this?
I know.
Anyway, she was arrested on Friday for faking her own kidnapping.
Oh, my God.
She was getting old D in the OC. Yes.
What
she was
a
with
psycho
a boyfriend
bitch.
In the OC in Costa Mesa for 3 weeks
and
is
was
what the
so...
prosecution believes.
And was so worried to be found out that she did all of that to make it look like she was kidnapped.
Holy. I still don't know who the hell would put a branding thing on their arm. And I can understand, like, cutting your hair or even, like, throwing yourself against a wall to look bruised. Like,
no,
gone girl,
I could
but
never.
The branding.
I'm know, terrified I could, of getting hurt.
I could never
there's
hurt
so many
either.
Things I don't do because I'm like, there's the possibility I could get hurt.
Yeah.
So I'm certainly not branding myself or throwing myself into anything.
I have been obsessed with fake kidnapping my whole life. And I actually wrote, like, an outline of a screenplay that, of course, I never got around to writing. When I was an aspiring stand-up comedian, I could not get an agent. I had these big VHS tapes of, like, my stand-up and, like, my headshots and, you know. And one time, a manager that wasn't doing anything for me, I was like, I'm done with you. And she's like, okay, come to my house and pick up your stuff. And I'd spent all this money and not one was missing. Like, she did not send one videotape or no. one headshot out. And I'm like, I swear to God, the only way anyone's going to know about Heather McDonald is if I go kidnapped. And I had this idea for a movie that, like, after I do my stand-up set, and it's a pretty good set, I, like, leave my Toyota Celica just, like, you know, like, door ajar, and then all those VHS tapes and my headshots, and I, like, what if, for a movie, not yeah. in real life, and then, like, what if the character, like, fakes her own missing, so that, like, people start talking about her and then people play the videotape and everything. And then I'm like, but then the you know, act two would be all her friends start getting on the hype that they're getting. Because, you know, they always interview the friends.
Yeah.
And then the friends throw a charity event at the Laugh Factory and they all get featured. And all of them start getting signed and everything. And no one's wondering about me anymore. And now how the fuck do I come out of this little, like, garage that I rented?
No, can I tell you? You can talk yourself into a hole like that. There are so many times where I think about crimes.
Yeah.
Because I watch a lot of Dateline 2020,
yes, we all
this
do.
Shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no one could ever get away with this shit. Like the little scenarios that I put together yeah. in my head. And I'm like, abort mission.
It's true. You won't. That they always will figure it out. Now, listen. Now, her family is very behind her, and they're like, this is absolutely horrible that the police arrested her so abruptly in front of her children. I'm like, abruptly? It took 4 years.
Yeah, that's very true.
It took 4 years. They made sure that they have a case.
Have they spoken to the boyfriend in the OC?
We don't know who the boyfriend is in the OC. We don't know. Would you die if he was like someone from Orange, like from Real Housewives of OC? But we don't know who the boyfriend is. We don't know how the husband's reacting. We don't know if the husband ever found out and forgave her. I mean, it's such a juicy mystery.
What's the jail time on this if she's convicted?
Can you look that up? We might go back. Like, if anyone's predicting what it might be, I don't know.
I mean, that's a lot of resources.
Oh, I know.
Spend on someone faking their kidnapping.
What about the resources of Juicy Scoop? Like, I've spent hours talking about this story, and I then switched my opinion and was like, no, I really think that she was kidnapped. Like, even though I was hearing other stuff, I'm like, this is awful to claim that she's a gone girl. Because also around this time, there was this other story where people thought this couple in, like, Fullerton was faking the wife's, the girlfriend's kidnapping.
Yeah.
And it turned out, no, 100% it was real. And because of Gone Girl, like, people were thinking this. Mm. And so I was like, come on. Like, people still get kidnapped and stuff. Like, this is awful. And
I like to look in people's eyes. That's how I tell now. Is I yes, look deep in the eyes. She has a look like the girl in Dropout.
Oh, yes. Let's get
What's her name?
Elizabeth Holmes.
Elizabeth Holmes. Doesn't she have that kind of crazy look?
Wait, I'm going to jump.
Sentence is 5 years for her first charge and 20 years for the second.
Oh, shit.
Her charge carries a financial penalty of $250,000.
She's not going to end up doing 25 years, okay? But she'll probably end up doing some.
She'll do some time.
She'll do like 2.5.
Do you care that I did that anymore?
No. I predict that 2.5
yeah.
is what she'll do.
2.5, that's it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see.
And, I mean, sometimes I think that you can't sell your story if you killed someone for profit.
Mm.
But she didn't kill anybody. So, hello, let's pay back the victims
yes.
by doing a Netflix or whatever network you want story. Come on Juicy Scoop. I'll help sell your book. Just come out with your story. Just come out. What caused it? Did you miss your kids? What made you do this? Did you have a psychotic break? Or are you just a piece of shit?
But what if she's
just a piece of shit? The Netflix limited series.
Produced by Heather McDonald.
Yes.
No, what if she comes on here and she's like sticking true blue to her story? Those are the people. Go find them.
I don't think they can, because I think the only reason they arrested her is that I think whoever this guy is spoke.
Mm.
And they must have some probably text messages, evidence
yeah, they
that
have
puts
something.
Them together. During that time in November of 2016, right. before Thanksgiving, they would not arrest her in such like a sensitive
no.
kind of a thing unless they really have some evidence. The prosecution would not go after this.
That's very true.
Because it's kind of like, yes, it was resources, but there, you know, oftentimes what they consider a victimless crime
yeah.
is something that they don't go after. So they must really have evidence.
They have
that she
something
lied
that made
over
them
over.
Show up to her house
yes.
and arrest her in front
yeah.
of her kids.
Yeah.
100%. Not Amanda's, how do you say it? Seyfried?
Yeah, Seyfried, yeah. That's who's playing.
That's who's playing.
What is the Dropout girl's
name? Holmes,
really?
What is it?
Elizabeth Holmes.
This story has been, you know, on Dateline, Nightline, everything.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I remember reading about her before she was caught as a fraud in Glamour, being like, I cannot believe how smart this girl is, and that she, this pretty blonde, thought of this way that everyone can get all their blood tested with just one drop. One drop. Imagine my uncle died of cancer, and I want everybody to experience saving lives of those you love, and with just one drop, we can test all these diseases. So I started to watch it too on Hulu.
Yeah.
She's doing a great job as the character.
She kills it. She kills it. She's an incredible actor.
Right.
Actress. Everyone in the show is killing it.
And this is once
a
week.
But I'm so
Hulu.
Bored.
It's a little bit boring in the beginning, but
I need them to play some music, like how in Inventing Anna. Like, it made it interesting because, like,
but
Anna
I was
would
bored.
Come into the courthouse and it's like, my best friend, she a real bad. And I'm like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
I need them to do that.
Well, Shonda Rhimes, you know, is different. She can really bring some flavor to it. I said I was bored in that first episode too, and it got much better. So I think this might get what I want to see in this is the dramatics of her realizing this fucking thing doesn't work, and where do we go from here? Do we try to make it work? Like, what is her, what is her story of, like, realizing, like, holy shit, I have all these people working for me. I'm still playing along with this thing. Like, I want to see that part of it.
She dropped out of college, though. And
yes
she, like, they show her being compared to, like, Steve Jobs, college
right.
dropout, blah, blah, blah. But this is the medical field.
Yeah.
You need to go to school. Like, all of these other people are, like, technology geniuses.
Yes.
Right? Like, if you've got that, you've got it. But, like, it just that part didn't make sense to me.
Well, I talked to this billionaire.
Okay, tell me.
Like, I talked to a billionionaire in the tech world.
Because let me be honest, I did 2 years of community college. So sometimes I say things that may make zero sense.
No, but I asked him. I asked him like 6 months ago. I was like, do you know anybody that invested in the Theranos dropout? You know, what do you think of that? And he's like, oh, I knew all about it. And I told the people that were thinking about it, like, it's not going to work. It's bullshit because he knows science. He's like,
because he went to college.
Yeah. And he's like, and I go, so why do you think she was able to get this much money? And he goes, because a lot of billionaires, they just have money to give into things. And if one billionaire says do it, then another one goes, oh, it must be okay.
Yeah.
And like, that's how she got all these, you know, old white men with a lot of money to invest. Also, it probably looked good that she was a female and they were putting their money into like a young female based company.
Okay.
Without really asking hard questions, I guess.
Because I look at people like her.
Yeah.
And Anna Delvey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how these women got so, like, I can't even get a massage without paying the person on the spot. Like, no Venmo me later. No PayPaling me later.
Yeah.
You'll pay me right now.
Well, and then you're giving massages?
No. If someone comes to like give me a massage, it's not like they're collecting payment before they leave my house.
Yes, yes.
How are these people showing up with like nothing? And people are like, sure, here's millions. What the fuck?
Because I think it's all about the vouching. It's like this, you have these people vouching for you.
So you just need one power player to vouch.
Yes. To invite you to a party, to let everybody know, oh my God, she's great. And let me just tell you, rich and powerful people are lonely too. They don't always have plans every Friday and Saturday night. You become friends with one of them. They're so happy to have a friend.
They'll just throw
money
at you.
Then they start to, then you, you know, you bullshit your way.
You people bullshit your way.
Bullshit it. Okay, let's get into a couple other things here. Real Housewives of OC. Like I said, we don't know if any of these girls know the guy that was screwing Sherry Papini or whatever her name is. Did you watch the latest episode?
Yes, obviously.
Okay, well, a lot of the comments were, I cannot believe how perfectly this worked out to promote Heather and Terry Dubrow's new show. You're welcome, Heather, because I'm giving you some promo right here. They have a new show on E! 10 o'clock on Tuesdays called The 7-Year Itch, where they help couples get cute and see if they can save their marriage at the same time because they're not happy. And then at the end, they either have to take their new face and new wardrobe and stay together or take that new face and wardrobe and find some new dick. Okay? And Heather's there to help because she's been with Terry for 25 years.
Okay.
So in this episode, throughout the season, we've been seeing her give advice to Dr. Jen, who is having trouble with her stay-at-home husband.
Ryan.
And I thought that this scene at Heather Dubrow's dinner party where she's like, you know, I'm going to show that with other fabulous couples, you could be a fabulous couple too. And you could throw fabulous dinner parties when you have a staff and someone who does the florals. I mean, like,
I know.
Who can't have a dinner party like this? Whip it up in a second. It's very simple. And you also have a printed menu and all this other stuff. Like, and so she invites a couple other couples that have been married a long time over. And I just felt like, listen, this dinner party went on for probably 3 to 4 hours because Jen got really wasted.
Wasted.
We saw 12 minutes of the most awkward moments. And I really felt like it was kind of the cruelest editing I've ever seen happen to a Real Housewives husband because Jen's husband was just, like, obviously very shy, does not enjoy being on camera.
No. And what I think people don't realize that are, like, watching at home.
Yeah.
When last week's episode.
Yeah.
So not the dinner party, but when I think it's when Jen sits down with him and he's like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
And, like, if you're just, like, a normal viewer.
Yeah.
You're like, what a dick. And it's like, no, he's clearly stating we'll do this later. Not on a camera.
Right.
Get the cameras off of me immediately.
Let me take my little dog.
Let me take my dog and take a walk. And when they leave, we can have a real sit-down conversation.
Yeah.
And I also think he's annoyed because it's like she already has no time for him. And now you've signed up for a reality show. So on your free time, you're going to go film a TV show. I'm sure he's like...
And pick fights with me because that's our storyline. Right. That we're the only... You always need one couple on the verge of being arrested or divorced.
It's intense. I feel sorry for him. Is he getting heat on social media?
I know from a very good source. The good news is he does not watch, and I don't think he's on social media.
But
I don't think he has a clue of how awful people are
being
saying
to him.
Well, I think people feel bad for him, but I think people are also like, the way it's edited, they're like, I mean, I've seen things, and I'm just going to say, this is what I've seen people write. You know, is he on the spectrum? Is the dog a special, an emotional support animal because he was sad he couldn't bring the dog to dinner? Is that his only friend? Why did he tell Terry that he's never had a job when, in fact, he works with this, like, vacation rental situation in Hawaii? He does have a job.
Okay.
So I'm like, do the producers just tell him that? Like, hey, when Terry asks you about your work, just remember to say you don't have a job. Like, could that have happened? And he's like, all right. I mean, the choice of socks with the dress shoes, the putting the napkin around his collared shirt, which you'd only do at like a weird, like touristy lobster situation.
Totally.
It was odd. Like did you just come off an island? Like,
where did he grow up?
I mean, he's been married and raising kids for 3 years. I mean, the whole thing of like, I just feel like these, like, remember how Shannon Bedore would be like, Shannon Bedore. And like,
yeah.
I think she revealed to me, like, they tell me to say my last name, like, Shannon Bedore.
Oh.
And, like, because it becomes these little, like, kitschy moments for
totally.
The show.
Yeah.
So I think they were, like, always bringing up the fact that he doesn't wear a shirt. And I'm sure, like, the gay producers are like, have him be shirtless. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like we've made this, like, cartoon character, and I honestly feel really bad.
I do, too.
I don't think their marriage is in a great place. They probably both be happier. I mean, I don't know. But I think oftentimes people go on the show to... Like,
save a marriage?
Either they go, I want the world to see how awful my husband is being to me, and I want him to see it, feel bad, and then love me more, or...
That's happened before, though. Remember Takeman? What's her name again?
Kristen Takeman, yeah.
They're, like, when I watched them, I was like, they're never gonna last. They're still together.
Right.
Because they watched themselves back... And, like, made an effort in their marriage. They were like, this is not working because they saw it for themselves. It's like the ultimate mirror. They're one of few. I mean, most of the...
But they were. But you also was not asked back to the show with enough time to save it. Even after the Ashley Madison scandal. You know what the Ashley Madison...
No.
Oh, there was a big thing with... You know what Ashley Madison is?
No.
Oh, it's a dating site for married people to find each other to screw. Like, we're both married. Let's screw. We're never going to leave our spouses. But, like, meet me at the Starbucks on Ventura if you're in my neighborhood.
Does the other spouse know about it?
No.
So it's where you find a mistress?
Who's also married. You have to be married, so it's like we're on the same page. Life is short. Have an affair. And anyway... They discover.
I don't relate. I cannot wrap my mind around it.
Well, I remember right when it happened, I was sort of obsessed.
Who was on? Her or him?
Him. And she came on my show. She said it was a joke. He and his friends did it. And their names. And then there was like a scandal and they found a bunch of like D-list celebrities, him being one of them, like a scandal of like people that were on it. And when I was at Chelsea Lately, I... Didn't put any photos or anything, but we, like, did it just to see.
Yeah.
And I put in my zip code, and I put my age and my name.
Yeah.
And that is – not my name. My age and where I lived.
Okay.
And immediately, guys wanted to meet me.
And you didn't even have a photo.
Didn't even have a photo. No description of myself.
Yo, these dudes are scumbags.
They were like
– Wait, and the guy
and
said
I was like,
it
what if someone
it was
found,
just a joke.
Like, but what if I went a little further, and then people – and then I was in that article – And they're like, Heather McDonald was on Ashley Madison.
Mm. Well, it's a good thing you didn't.
Anyway, Okay, so she helps with that. She helps save their, trying to help give their advice. She's like, you don't know his love language. You know, all these like terms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then she also goes to Gina and says, I'm here to help you with your wardrobe.
Wardrobe, yep.
Let's clean out your closet. Let's sophisticate it. And she brings a rolling rack with two jackets on it. She goes, I brought you two different sizes. And she was, and then they go through the clothes and they find her wedding dress and they find her prom dress and what can you do with this? And then she's like, now I really want you to try on this jacket. I'm like, why is she pushing this light pink jacket so much that's like pretty average?
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, you can just wear it. You could zip it up. You could do the belt like this. I'm like, it's just a motorcycle jacket. Who the hell zips up a motorcycle? Like,
yeah.
Anyway, I'm like, I bet she's got a line, the same place that sells her skincare. For Heather Dubrow's clothes.
Because it was her jacket,
and
right?
It was her jacket.
But what's crazy,
and here it is.
Is that producers are actually allowing her to talk about it for so long and actually keeping the footage. Because that stuff usually
well,
is
Well, what
cut
happened
out.
Is they did, she said, because someone brought it up, she goes, it is my like, clothing line. And I didn't try to sneak it on. I did say it's from my line, but the producers cut that out. But I think the producers must be the same producers of their show on E!
It could be.
Also, it's just Wait, also there's just the not a lot going on with the other cast
Evolution
members.
So. Produces OC,
but maybe Evolution also does the 7-year Stitch or Itch.
I don't know. Is it on yet?
Anyway, here's the jacket.
It's cute. It is average.
I'm sure there's a couple black sheath dresses. You can never have enough. That's her style.
Yeah,
and you know why not? Whatever.
How much is
Make
this
your
jacket?
Money.
Do you know?
No, but I'm sure it's not a
affordable.
Lot.
It's affordable.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, everything like QVC-ish is pretty affordable.
Yeah, yeah.
But four easy payments.
I could watch Heather Dubrow all day. And Emily, I could watch all day too.
Emily had her baptism for her Mormon child.
Yeah.
And,
how do you feel about that?
I think I gave her her storyline. She came on my show, and I'm like, how the hell have you not had a conversation with your husband of 13 years about being Mormon? She's like, yeah. I don't know. I never asked him about it. I go, so he goes every Sunday.
Yeah.
And he gives 10% of your money to the Mormon church, and
yeah.
You guys have never had a discussion about it. And so then this season, had a discussion. Daughter got baptized. She's crying. And then the other part was kind of weird, like, you're such a great dad. And he's not great for the cameras either, though I think he's a decent dude. But she's just like, I'm just sad because I didn't have a dad and you're such a great dad. He's like, I'm here. How much longer do I have to sit on this couch with this guy in the cargo shorts sweating, staring at us? Like, can we fucking move on?
It is. Like, a lot of viewers don't realize, like, they judge these people on camera and it's like, that's probably not even who they really are. It
yeah.
is awkward. I want you to sit down and have an intense conversation with your person and with a camera in your face and then a producer stepping in and being like, can we go back? That was really interesting what you were saying. Can you elaborate on that feeling that you
yeah.
just talked about? And you're like, okay. So you go back into some other, like, you know, you elaborate even more on something that's usually cut out. And you're exhausted by the end of it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
And then I also wonder, like, whenever they're with the husbands, you know?
Yeah.
And then they're like, you know, they went on a 5-day trip to Miami or whatever. And they come back. And then the husband's like, so how was your trip to Miami? And I'm like, you're trying to tell us that you never talked about the
yeah.
fact that someone threw a drink at you
yeah.
and your former best friend now you hate. And you're like, well, it wasn't the trip I thought it was going to be. Really? What happened?
Yeah. Like, you know what, though? There's so many times that things would happen during filming. And even though I film with my closest friends, I want it to be organic. So I'm like, I'm not telling you anything that happened until I actually see
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I'm
good.
Not texting you. I'm not doing
I mean,
any
and
of it.
Maybe with husbands, too, they do that, too. They're like, let me just tell you. I mean, maybe they learned. I remember Megan King Edmonds told me that with her, you know, he would always look annoyed and bored by her.
Yeah.
Jim Edmonds. But that was because she would tell him all of it before, and then they'd have to be forced to do the scene. So it would be, like, regurgitated, and he would actually be bored with the info.
Yeah, but he's a dick.
Well, in the end, obviously, it didn't work out. But at the time, she was
He was a dick on camera, and he turned out to be a dick, so.
Speaking of dicks, Shanna Mokler is supposedly pregnant with this guy who is absolutely awful. What is his name? Again, I want to say his name. We look up his name, the Shanna Mokler
domestic
guy.
Violence arrest?
Yes, and I found this Instagram account that's all about what an awful person is. And he... There are, according to what Matthew Rondeau, according to stuff, he was like an aspiring model, hustled his way through a lot of things, you know, sexually and everything to get what he needed to do. These are all alleged rumors about him.
Okay.
I've seen all these text messages where he's reaching out to people being like, I need money for this, I need money for that. All these people that went to high school with him that just said he was the jock asshole.
Yeah, he like, looks
he's
like
absolutely horrible.
Asshole.
She's 46 and allegedly pregnant, according to her. He's only
she
like 29.
She shared the pregnancy test?
She announced she was pregnant.
Wow, at 46.
With this guy who she has a restraining order against.
Fuck.
I'm kind of just like... I want to see where this is in a little bit, because this is a very strange story.
It's a strange story. It seems very messy. And when did the restraining order take place? Because were they banging while the restraining order was like...
This restraining order happened a week ago.
Oh, so it's it recent.
Is, yeah, it is got to be his baby. But he also said she was cheating on him all the time, and that's why he freaked out on her Instagram.
Well, there's paternity tests for that.
Awful things. So, yeah. So,
you know what, though?
And Shannon Mochler is the ex of Travis Barker.
Yes.
And was just
she
on
looks,
Big Brother.
Yeah, she looks really pretty in that photo.
No, she is really pretty.
Yeah,
but,
no.
But then, you know, someone posted her, like, a paparazzi photo of her walking, and she's holding her stomach, and she's like this. And they said, tell me you want the world to know you're pregnant without telling me you want the world to know you're, like, why is this, you know, she let out this information. She's now having people take photos of her, like,
yeah.
You know, I kind of just wonder.
Well, she's a little messy, right?
Yeah, let's just see.
A lot messy.
Yeah.
I think that people should do background checks on the people that they're dating.
Well, if she had, then this would have probably come out. But he was one of these people, he always wore, according to these alleged things, a fake Rolex, as Rolex is in every photo. He presented himself as having a lot of money. He, you know.
Yeah.
And he was just, and very awful to former girlfriends and.
Well, he looks hot in this picture.
He is hot.
So he brings women in with his looks, and then apparently he's just an asshole. But I'm all about digging now. And if a dude tells you that, like, someone's crazy, that person's crazy, I'm going to need to talk to this person.
If they were like, my ex-girlfriend's crazy.
If my ex-girlfriend's crazy, or this person is crazy, my best friend's crazy, I need to talk to them.
Yeah.
Because I think you may be the fucking crazy one.
Right.
Yes. You live and you learn.
Right. So, but people that...
I hope she's not pregnant with this dickwad's
people baby. That were around them said that, you know, there were many other occasions where he was treating her horribly. Like, you know, people witnessed it. So I hope she's safe. Regardless of, you know, being pregnant with if it's his kid or not, I just hope she's like done with him and safe. This was kind of interesting. So this guy Taron Egerton, who's in a play called Cock.
Okay.
By the way, the play is kind of a juicy story. Anyway, he passed out on stage. He fainted on stage, just like me.
The only reason I'm laughing is because of the way you say it. Do they know why?
I mean, no, he's the same thing. He's like, I don't know why I fainted. I'm fine. You know, he fainted with like 15 minutes left in the play. Or no, 45 minutes left in the play, he fainted. They took a 15-minute break. And then the understudy came and finished the play.
Oh, my God.
But no, they don't know why he did.
Is he okay? Did he have the cracked skull like you had?
I don't know. I don't think he's as bad off as me, but he's fine. Just doesn't know why he fainted. And, but the story of the play is pretty juicy.
Well, it's called Cock.
It's about a gay.
So why?
It's about a gay guy who's been gay and out and has a boyfriend.
Okay.
Something I have been pushing for a long time.
Okay.
And then meets a woman and questions his sexuality.
Oh.
Yes. Late in life hetero.
Late in life hetero.
Yeah.
I want to see this play.
Yeah. So. Anyway.
I love it. Who's the chick? Who's the chick in the play?
I don't know.
Oh, we only know him.
Yeah, but I just read about it.
The chick in the play needs to faint, too, and then her name will be everywhere.
Okay. Hilaria Baldwin.
I have to clear it. There's something like bugging
There's some
me
fresh water. Would you like some water?
I have some water.
Okay. Hilaria Baldwin is just always concerned, you know, with everybody.
Wait, hold on. I didn't see what you posted. Okay.
Well, okay. So first, Hilaria Baldwin. She wrote this a few days ago.
Yeah. I saw
her. But I was inspired today. So she wrote, "Hi, friends. I'm going to take a social media." Oh, I have to do the accent. "Hey, friends. I'm going to take a social media break. I promise I'll be back. I love you all and know you worry. So want to give you a, how do you say, a heads up. I might check in from time to time, dropping you a photo and letting you know we are okay. Be good to yourselves and so much love and good energy to you. See you soon." And then HB for Hilaria Baldwin.
I hate this so much.
Be dropping in to show you a photo or two.
So you're on social media. So you're just doing what you've been doing. You're just conducting your presence on social media the way most people do. Like, what are you talking about?
So it was pissed me off so much. So then I wrote my own.
Okay, read it to me.
"Hey, friends. I'm going to take a social media break. I love you all and know you worry. So want to give you a heads up. I've not gone missing. Please do not bother the police. They have enough on their plate. I have not been kidnapped. I am just putting my phone down. Do not start search parties in Woodland Hills. Two little hearts. I know my social break might ruin your day." Because, like, what? I didn't see a post from Heather today. Like, what the fuck is going on? "So please forgive me. See you soon, HM." I posted this like a couple hours ago, and fortunately, about 90% of my followers that wrote comments seem to have gotten the joke.
Okay.
Sadly, 10% did not. And are like, "Wait, is the podcast going to be up tomorrow?" But, you know, like, they're all concerned. And they really believed it, because I guess if you weren't aware of this.
So then what did you do to let them know?
Nothing. They can just worry for a little bit. I told them not to call the police. But it's just like the social media break posts are the most annoying, because it's like, again, nobody, the only time I see somebody worry is when someone doesn't do this. And it's really been a long time, like 3 months. Someone might go, "Hey, I used to follow so-and-so. Do you know what happened?" Like,
yes.
But don't worry about it.
Like, no.
Taking a couple days off. You don't need to do a big announcement.
It's not called a break.
Yeah.
A couple days off is not called a break. That just means you have a life.
But also, I might be dropping in with a photo here or there. So it's like, if I look really good one night, I'm not, it's like Lent. Like, I'm giving up chocolate, but you know what? If it's like a really good dessert and it's still during the 40 day, like, I might still just like have a bite, but I'm not going to have as much chocolate as I had pre-Lent, but I'm still going to like give up, just pretty much give it up for the most part.
What do the comments say under hers? Do you know? Did you look at any of them?
I think they're all people. Although she blocked me because we tried to tag her. So I think she only has people that like really love her. So it's a lot of like, "We love you, staying tight, you know, a well-deserved rest," that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And then Alec, the same day, posted like a super flattering like picture of her like naked with like one of the babies on her breasts looking up like in perfect sunlight.
I can't.
So I'm taking a break, but now, again, if I look cute, this photo needs to get
put
out.
Does she have more followers than the other one? What's his name?
Alec?
Yeah. Maybe she's trying to get his following up.
Oh, my God.
She has 935,000 and
Alec. I'm going to guess how many Alec has. 532.
Do you have a guess?
I'm going to say he's at least in the sevens.
Okay.
2.4 million.
Oh,
we have a lot more.
So that just killed my theory.
Okay, well, there you go.
2.4 million?
Yeah.
Damn. All right. Oh, I love this.
The Sun reported that if you've still not caught COVID, it might be down to how attractive you are, scientists said.
Well, we should always trust the Sun, right?
Well, they took it from an actual college study.
Oh, did they? Okay. Tell me more.
Basically was they took a bunch of people and asked them if they've caught COVID or not, and they found that the most attractive people, based on like symmetry of face, what is considered attractive, did not get it. And why do attractive people might have better immunity than unattractive people? And of course I loved it, because as you know, I have not had COVID and you have not had COVID.
No, I haven't.
I don't want to make people driving around in their cars listening to this that have had COVID twice to feel anything but cute. Okay, this is just a weird study.
Well, it doesn't even make sense.
But
I mean,
I
it has nothing to do with the way you look. I'm just gonna. I know I'm no genius. But even I can say that.
But I love studies about attractive people because when I was in college at USC, I remember the study where they did, where they showed babies,
yeah,
photos of attractive people versus what was deemed as unattractive.
Okay.
And how babies were always smiling and looking at the attractive people and sometimes would like cry, like, if someone wasn't cute. And so I told my sister this, and then anytime we would be out and like a cute baby would be like smiling at me, she'd be like, oh, because I'd be like, still got it. Like, I still got, like, they, like, a baby knows what's cute because there's no one telling them, like, no, be inclusive. They know what is like completely attractive. Like, but, model, like, models from the 80s attractive is what,
yes,
a baby finds attractive. Like, just old-fashioned, perfect face. According to the study that I
Yeah.
Read.
I'm more in the zone of beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So...
But babies don't give a fuck about the beholder.
They are the beholder.
They like what they That's, like. They like what they like.
Right.
I'm
but
just
like,
saying, if a baby is flirting with you in line at a grocery store.
I think they can see your spirit.
Just know.
I think they can see you're a good human.
Just know that you look good.
Oh, see, when Ocean smiles at people, I'm like, she's got a good judge of character.
She doesn't. It's because they're cute. Just saying. Just saying. But you could also say that either one of these, both these studies don't make any sense.
They don't make sense, but I'm going to go with it because I haven't had COVID yet.
Yes. Okay.
So I'm going to tell people it's because I'm so damn good looking.
Yeah.
The sun told, they did a study.
There might be another study that comes out. Have you not had COVID? Could be something wrong with you. That I'm ready to read that article in the Sun next week too. So who knows?
Oh God.
How do you feel about the masks being gone?
I'm thrilled. Feel liberated.
Really?
Yeah. People can now see my whole face. So when I'm flirting with a guy, I can give a little tongue action along with the eyes, you know? Because it's a real...
You know what? I did see something that I am excited about because they were saying that this woman did a TikTok and she works at a daycare right before the mask went down. And she's like, this is not helping our kids because they learn how to talk by seeing mouths move.
Right.
And so... there might be some delay with children that are in daycares where everyone had to wear masks. I'm just saying. They'll catch up, but I'm just
saying.
How
do you feel about the masks being gone?
Oh, my God. I'm completely thrilled. I'm sorry. Yeah. I always went along with it. I never wanted to be that person. Why aren't you wearing a mask?
Yeah.
But I think, I'll say it right now, I think we're going to look back at this time and people are going to make fun of it. Make fun of how we reacted. But whatever. I'm glad it's over with.
Yeah. I mean, I am someone who, like, I will know when I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And this just never made me afraid. I wore my mask. I wanted to protect
right.
other people. If I didn't feel well, I stayed home. I always got my COVID test every 72 hours.
Like, I liked it when I didn't have makeup on or a giant set.
Yeah. I mean, I...
So you can still use the mask for that.
Totally. You totally can use it for that. Like, I just was never afraid of it. I fell in
yeah.
line because...
Yeah.
People were telling me you have to wear a mask, so let's wear
right.
the mask. Let's keep people safe around me. Now that it's done, I'm like...
Do you think... What's your prediction for you don't have to wear a mask on a plane? When is that... I think that's not going
to... No, I think we're going to have to do that for a while.
Like a whole nother year.
Yeah. And
that's
I'm okay with that. I'm totally... I don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable
yeah.
and unsafe.
And I don't want to be kicked off a plane.
No. Like, I'll wear the fucking mask if you want me to.
Yeah.
If you say I don't need to, then I'm not going to wear it. Because
right.
I like showing off my fabulous Give Them Lala lip liner.
That's right. Oh, or
just
lip gloss.
Saying, or lip gloss.
This is my color.
I have on just the quencher.
Look,
the clear quencher.
I
Which
need
one
a
is
new
that?
One.
Pop off?
Yeah. I need a new one, the pinky. This
I'll
is kinda,
send you a whole box.
Thanks. Yeah, I like some free shit. This is kind of interesting. So this story went viral over the weekend. It was a 13-part like story with on an Instagram from
okay.
Humans of New York
okay.
about this woman, Venus, who tells her story in these long posts. And everyone was going crazy because they were like dropping them like throughout the day. But like you kind of had to keep checking throughout
the day.
Is this
woman the owner of the page of Humans of
no,
New York or is
no.
she just featured on this?
She's featured.
Okay.
And everyone's sending it to me. You got to have this woman on your podcast. You got to have this woman on your podcast. And I started to read it, and I was like, God, this story's familiar. Again, is there not a story I don't already know? Can someone give me a new story? Oh, my God. I interviewed her a year ago.
Oh, you already did it?
And afterwards, she said, I won't let you use it.
No.
Yeah.
Who is this person?
She is a woman who was, her story is, she was married, had six kids with her college sweetheart. They were the pillars of the community. They had the perfect life. And then one day she found out he had a whole second, you know, whole nother life of prostitutes in debt, giving prostitutes money.
Yeah.
And then something worse happened and he went to prison.
Okay.
And she's kind of, it's in there, but like, I don't want to. So anyway, I interviewed her for this, you know, for my thing. And then she was like, I don't want you, you know, don't want you using it, or I'll redo it. I can't remember what happened. And I was like, okay, fine, you know, whatever. So I reached out to her and she said, okay, you know, maybe at a later date.
Okay.
She's basically blowing me off now to redo it.
Because now she's like, on, now she's on Humans of NY.
Yeah.
She told her whole story. Scoop.
So no, she doesn't. She has an agent, everything. And but when I went back, and she had done podcasts prior to mine that were not Juicy Scoop. And I listened to them.
Yeah.
And then I listened to mine. And yes, I looked back at the emails and she said, those other interviews and also this guy didn't ask me the questions you asked me. The specific questions, and I'm not comfortable with what you know, with what I revealed.
Oh, wow.
So I know the real Juicy Scoop. And
I just got
if I'm not at liberty to tell, if you've told me I'm not, share, I won't. But I will just say, I think that it does not completely match up with the TED Talk narrative that is in this.
Okay.
And, you know, of just, I listened to the old previous interview.
So you still have it.
Yeah. And it was very much, you know, I pulled myself up from the bootstraps and became this fabulous realtor.
Okay.
And very much like, you can do it too. And like, this is how I did it. And very like Christian and everything, which is all super inspiring. And I'm not taking that from her. But the way I interview, I go, wait, stop. But what about this? And I would ask these other questions.
Okay.
And so it's not as a rehearsed narrative. And so that's it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's an art, though.
Yeah. I mean, when I read the
that's
email, I'm
art
like,
to
part
keep,
of me
to tap- stick to a script.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I do reality TV, though.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what do you want to know? Like, these are the facts.
Yeah.
That seems exhausting.
It was. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, I'm just like, yeah, I was kind of bummed because it's like, no, I did find this interesting story. And it's just annoying when everyone's like, ugh, like all going crazy over it. And I'm like, really? Because I know, you know, I did it before and I spent all this time. But like now I'm like, it's not worth it. But I just want the Juicy Scoopers to know I did it. I got it. And, you know, but if someone tells me I'm not comfortable with something, I don't put it out, I'm not going to.
No, because you also don't want a lawsuit on your hands.
No, not at all. But
who has time for
she
that?
She did sign a release. Anyway, Love
just
is Blind.
Saying, I was going to ask that.
No, but
because that paper is sitting there ready
still,
for me every time
still,
I walk in.
She has her book. That's what she wants to sell.
All right.
And that's the story that she wants told, and maybe not what was portrayed in my podcast.
Okay.
So, okay. Love is Blind season 2 reunion. Are you familiar with it?
I'm familiar with Love is Blind, and I have to say I was so underwhelmed by the first season that I didn't even tune into a second.
Well, the reunion was pretty dull. The main thing is this guy named Sheik who is Sheik who
is he the one who which one is he?
This one right here.
Okay.
He throughout with the girl that he chose kept saying on camera, I'm not physically attracted to her. I'm not attracted to her, but we're still going to get married. I'm not attracted to her, but I do like her personality. We're both Indian. I never thought I'd wanted an Indian girl, but like, I really like her. And so every so in the end, she's like, F you, and she doesn't marry him, okay? And then on this, everyone loves her. But he, coming on this reunion, knowing that everyone hated him for it, he basically kept saying, come on, you guys, we knew we had to find somebody to stay on the show. And all these other people are like, that's you, that's you. And he just kept, like, breaking the fourth wall, being like, come on, you guys, like, this is why we're here. We're on the to do the show.
Yeah.
And, like, whatever. But he comes off awful, and nobody else would admit it. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. And then
that was, like, the juiciest thing that happened?
Kind of. It was pretty dull. And then this guy, you know, Shane, he was with this girl, Natalie. He's the one that's always, like, with his face and his eyes. And he was came off better. He was, like, really kind of sad about the breakup with Natalie. And
is he the one sitting there sad in the black shirt, button up?
No, in this one. So this this is perfect because someone said, Love is Blind, summed up in one photo. And so Shane got his heart broken by Natalie, but that was after he had a horrible fight with her the night before. Shake, the vet, said, I'm not attracted to you, Deeps, or whatever her name is. This guy was an atheist who got with a Christian who dumped him, like, the minute they got to Mexico. And then this other one, Salvador, he was an aspiring ukulele player.
Okay.
Who was always playing his ukulele on camera constantly to hope to get a record deal. He dumped his girl in the end.
So only...
Two made it. Two made it. Two groups made it. Yeah, here they are. Jeanette and Iana made it. And Nick and Danielle made it. And we never even heard from Nick and Danielle at all in the reunion.
So well, they just sat there?
They just sat there and they're happy still.
Oh.
So that's all. You don't need to watch it. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
My favorite topic.
Did you watch?
Last night's?
Yeah.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
It got
That was the second one, right?
Yes. It got deeper into the fact that Meredith, this is just days after they recorded this, just days after Meredith heard Lisa Barlow's recorded rant, which she says was to herself, but there is photos from the show that you see that there was a producer in her room. Then she opens up the door and throws her mic, but in the corner of the room you see there's a man in there.
So you do see a cameraman in
Not
the room?
Not necessarily a cameraman.
But there's a producer?
There's a producer. So she could have thought she was
I think she was venting to the producer.
Venting to the producer and not thinking that it would be used.
100%. I bet she didn't know that a camera followed her upstairs.
And that they were outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say it is the worst. I mean, it's you cannot get past. I don't know how Meredith will ever forgive her.
I would. There's no way. There's no way that I could get past that.
She says she's a whore. She says she screwed half of New York. Andy reads the whole thing with it being beeped out, that her family is fake and poses. They can't afford a home because her husband has to change jobs every 5 minutes. Yeah, and she's just apologizing. And I mean, how bad do you want to how bad do you want to stay on the show and have lunches with these people? Because I mean, I cannot imagine.
There's no coming back from it.
Yeah.
Because they were friends. It would be one thing, like, because Katie and I have gone toes in the past.
Yeah.
But we didn't like each other.
Right.
If we were to say those things to each other now, friendship done, we don't need to ever be around each other ever again. This is a 10-year friendship. There's no coming back. And no, and these people couldn't stand her as it was without that.
But here's the thing. If those really are your thoughts, and you just said them out loud by yourself in your room without a reality show.
Yeah.
That's what's so crazy is because I think we've all had friendships where take reality show out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Something, someone's drunk, someone says something, or you realize, ooh, that's how you think of me?
Mm-hmm.
I know I can't continue being friends with someone. Like, I'm kind of like, I'm out. Like, your truth came out. So... But there are people that talk behind people's backs and stuff and think like that, but it's never revealed. And they do remain they do go on with the friendship, but that's how they really feel. But Meredith could also have horrible thoughts about Lisa Barlow, too. She just never verbalized it and got caught.
Yeah, she verbalizes it to, like, her husband.
Yeah.
Because even if you say that to a producer, producers are not your friends.
Yeah.
I always tell newbies, do not trust them. If you have something that you don't want spoken about, like, you go call your mama. Yeah. Don't talk to them because they will finagle it in somehow.
Of course.
Always.
That's their job too.
Yes.
It's like my sister who's a criminal defense attorney. She's like, cop's not your friend.
No.
If you're being arrested or if they're like, we just want to talk to you about why your husband's missing. They're not your friend.
No. I need a lawyer immediately.
You're like, have some coffee. Let's just snuggle here and talk.
No.
No.
And they like sit there in those interrogation rooms.
Yeah. So that was pretty much, I wrote one note down. I want to forget.
Was that like
the other thing was all about her dad dying, Meredith's dad dying.
Yes.
The timeline of the dad dying. And this is what I caught. Still confused. When they were in the van of when Jen got arrested by the FBI that day.
Yeah.
Lisa calls Meredith and is like, I'm so sorry to bother you. I know you're with your family.
Correct.
Meredith says, actually, I was in Vail and the thing was the day before in Aspen, the
wake.
Memorial or whatever. Yeah. And then she says, I was actually in the bathtub when she called me. So she was in the bathtub and then got out of the bathtub. And then went back into the bathtub on the same day when they all arrived so she could look like she didn't care about Jen. Now who's a fucking phony bitch? That is weird. You already took a bath earlier in the day. And I guess the producers were like, it was so funny we walked in, we saw you in the bathtub. Do you mind getting back in the bathtub when
I'm going to defend her right now.
Okay, do it.
I take like 6 baths a day. There's nothing like getting into a bath, filling it up, and just sitting in
it. I don't believe that you take 6 a day.
Okay, when I was really depressed, when I lived at the other house, it was intense. It was like 6 baths a day. Because it was like I was so – I just
how
like,
many,
did that. Like,
tell me a timeline. 10
like,
a.m.?
In the morning, I would wake up and take a bath. Then I would work and watch Housewives, and then I would be like, I'll get back in the bath. And then I would get out and I would do whatever I needed to do. And I then
all
would
right.
come. I no, 100%, all right. 6 baths a day.
Okay.
So I'm going to defend her on this.
All right. I also,
she could have been like, I'm bored. I'm getting
back in. I also
want
to talk to all stylists on TV shows and reality stars.
Are you so
and housewives.
At all of these?
No, I'm not even going to get into the outfits. I'm going to get into something else that's really important.
Okay, tell me.
That I even remember from my Chelsea Lately days.
Okay.
The bottom of your shoes in a talk show situation are extremely important.
Okay.
Sometimes I've seen people have the price tag of a discounted price tag stuck on them because the stylist didn't know. In this case, the red bottoms were very scraped. So if you are going to be on a reunion, just do not even barely walk in those red bottoms. Have the guy bring them while you sit down.
Yeah.
Do pull an Oprah. She used to have people put on her shoes for her show.
Yeah.
Or if they are scraped up and you love them, you don't want to wear a new pair, just make sure that they're not showing because a bunch of them were showing their scraped up red bottoms throughout this entire reunion.
Good to know, because can I tell you, I actually go outside and scrape up my red bottoms. Because
it's
I feel
fine,
like I'm going to fall. They're like too slick. But you're right.
But
I always
think. Don't show those scrapes.
Shoot,
like, don't show the
I
bottom
done,
of your shoe.
Have you ever seen? Have you ever seen me in an interview or anything where my red bottoms are scratched?
No, because your interviews are like Vanderpump is always further up.
Yeah.
And then I even feel like in big reunions where you're all sat down, there was it wasn't like you were low couches. You were still
put
in higher
shoes
chairs.
On when you sit down. Get a new pair of shoes for the reunion or interviews and sit down and then put them on.
I also know that there's a guy in Beverly Hills that will paint the bottom of their red shoes. That
that's
might
great
not even, that
to know.
That might not even be red. I don't know where he is, but that's a rumor of very rich women that would do that.
That weren't even really red bottoms?
Correct.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
I'm telling you.
No.
Well, some of the listeners might.
Yeah, they would. I would not.
I'm sure if you asked a shoe man, they probably know how to do it.
100%.
Or can you repaint these reds?
I would repaint red bottoms, but I don't need to pretend like I'm wearing red bottoms if I'm
Miami.
Not.
By the way, I think this is the best reunion looks I've ever seen.
They
on a
all
house,
look
on a house
so life. Fantastic.
I love every single dress. I love the combo with each other.
So
I mean,
good.
Look at the comparison.
No, this, I know.
Between the
no
feathers,
one
awful, feathers, velvet, awful of Salt Lake versus sunny glitz. Mm,
it's all Miami. So good. They all look so hot.
I'm obsessed with the Larsa fight that she had with Adriana about her BBL.
Me too.
Ariana, whatever her name is. Adriana.
I think it's Adriana or something like that.
She said, Larsa, just be honest. You know, like you had a flat ass when we were on the show before and now it's big. And Larsa's like, because I was 105 pounds, I'm 140 now. I'm athletic. You're not. I work out.
Savage.
And she's just like, I'm sorry, just say it. You know, and she's like, I love it when people go, can you just be honest about your plastic surgery? And someone's like, I've never had anything done to my face, just a little lip filler, a little filler in my jaw, Botox around my eyes, a little bit here, I had a tiny bit of cheek filler here. But no plastic surgery. And I had my boobs done. Yes. I mean, like, who does it twice? And you're like, what? What the fuck? Like, just go, yeah, I'm like all about it. So Larsa, that was interesting. And then I'm excited about next week because they bring up this girl who's this doctor. I forgot her name, Nicole. She's like, is there an NDA with you and Kardashians? Like, why can't you talk about it?
And I thought there's got to be.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of juicy.
There's 100%.
And also, she just doesn't want to piss him off.
Well, would you?
No. But I talk about him all the time, but whatever.
But you're savage on another level.
Yeah, but she – so anyway, that's kind of juicy. And,
you know, my whole thing with, like, the injections or boob jobs, butt jobs, I feel like – for me, I need to be honest about anything and everything I'm having done. And here's why. There are people that are looking at my Instagram or watching me on TV that live elsewhere, and I'm not about to sit here and make them think that I haven't touched myself
right
that way and with needles because I'm touching myself daily. Like, I just don't feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Like, it makes people feel insecure. It's like I want to know if she had her butt done because I would like to go there.
Well,
I would like my ass done. And for some reason, no one wants to talk about their asses being
fake.
Don't
get your ass done because it's going out of style. Listen, this girl, Julia, she is the lesbian.
Yeah, I love her.
Her tragic story about her baby. So she had a baby that was 10 months old. With this guy who was they weren't married and he was very powerful.
Yes.
And she hires a nanny. She tells the whole story. She hired a nanny who she got through his secretary.
Yep.
This woman shows up and within like 7 days or something of the woman being there, the child's in the hospital with shaken death syndrome.
Yeah.
And the baby dies and the nanny disappears. There's no convictions. There's nothing, no investigation. This is also, I think this was in Paris or something. And then the guy, his girlfriend, meets her for lunch and says, are you still sleeping with the baby daddy? Even though her son said, she's like, no. And then she says, well, I know the truth about your baby dying. And she's just so disgusted, like she runs away. But then a little bit after that, that same woman murders him.
Yeah.
Murders the guy during a dominatrix thing where he's head to toe latex.
Yeah, but the story was in the press back in the day that he was suffocated due to the
latex
S&M stuff.
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Julia.
Julia said that he was shot.
Oh.
Didn't you hear her say that in the reunion?
But if we look it up right now, does it say a shot?
I didn't look it up. You're the juicy scooper.
Okay, well,
I'm too tired.
I think that it was proven that, like, she went, like, she was convicted, the mistress of killing him.
Yeah, she went away.
Yeah. Anyway.
The story is, like, unbelievable.
Yeah. And then she
the baby was 10 months old.
Yes.
It wasn't, like, 10 months old. Ocean is fully, like, all babies.
No, it's horrible. It's just like the saddest story. And she comes off great. I mean, I think this cast is, and I think the show is really good. I don't want to see anybody go.
I don't either.
I want to see the show continue.
Do you think it should be on Bravo, though, and not Peacock?
I think they were smart to launch some things on Peacock to get people to join Peacock.
But then again, I think
they've been. But then they've been showing the Peacock stuff, like the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
Mm-hmm.
They it's now you can see it on Bravo. So they'll probably. I mean, I hope that they throw this on instead of the Below Decks 24/7. Throw this on Bravo, and then absolutely have it come back.
I just don't understand how this is on Peacock, but Summer House is on Bravo. Do you watch that
Well,
show?
I just think they just don't – no, I don't really watch it. No, I don't. I just think they didn't know that this would be so good
such a hit. Yeah, no, it's bomb.
It's really good. I will talk about this. This is really crazy. Without a Crystal Ball is a YouTube account, and it's also a Instagram.
Okay.
And people have been sending this to me about all these dancers, these TikTok dancers that are under part of this church – under this guy named Robert Shin out in Santa Ana.
Okay.
He is also their management company, 7M. And they're on Ellen all the time. And this girl has a brother, has a sister and parents that are like, they were all dancing together. She and her boyfriend at the time at their home during the start of the pandemic. They were all close. She ends up marrying her boyfriend. They go and join this church and this management company. The parents are doing their own lives with their other daughter, pleading that they've not been able to talk to their daughter for a year. And this girl, without a crystal ball, has just gone really deep in what is going on with all these dancers. Ellen is using the dancers all the time. It's just like, it's interesting because I'm reading it all now. I don't know a lot about it.
Wait, like it's a cult kind of?
It is. They're claiming it's a cult or, yeah. You know, but they also manage them. So their money and everything and getting and working together to dance and their gigs and their commercials and everything are under this 7M management, which is tied to this church run by this guy. And
do they know what the church believes in?
It's hard to find stuff on it on the church. They're like, you can't like walk into the church. It's like this really weird thing. But here are some of the people that are part of it that all have a lot of followers. Miranda Derrick is one. Kylie Douglas, Aubrey Fisher, Kendra K.O. Wilson. Now, these dancers are not doing anything wrong. People and their loved ones are concerned that they can't talk to them.
Well, that would be a concern of mine, too.
And that they are not. That they're kind of and I see it as this totally makes sense why you would get sucked in as a dancer. It's so hard to get work as a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're getting work. You're collaborating with other people. These are your friends, your family, your spouse. They're all part of it. If you leave, it's like, well, you may never dance again. You're not going to be associated with us. You're not going to get these commercials. And it's so hard. As an artist, like, oh my God, I remember I had this one manager that got me into a couple clubs and I was so excited.
Right.
I then realized he wanted to fuck me and he borrowed money from me. And I still was like, I don't know
but
if I can get
me
rid
into
of
the
this.
Clear.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get rid of this manager. Like, before him, I wasn't a regular at Igby's. Like, I was literally like, Heather, what are you doing? I mean, eventually, like, got rid of him and nothing happened, you know, but he did still owe me money. But I was like, yeah, you're just so desperate.
It's the church part, though, that's,
yeah.
By the way, I come from Utah. So anything that has to do with religion freaks me out. You know, I just, spiritual, great all day. But when you tell me that there's a church involved, I mean, I've seen so many, that woman who, like, all these people around her, ended up dead and she was like in Hawaii getting married because she had joined some faith or whatever.
I forgot her name, but yeah, the one
the
that
cult.
killed her kids. Yeah.
Yes. That's what's strange to me. I don't think that people would cut off their families over like wanting to be a dancer. That doesn't seem
so
that doesn't
this
add
so
up.
This girl was doing this girl who is this is Miranda, whose sister and parents are pleading with her to get a hold of her. She did a live and without a crystal ball picked it up and showed little clips of it. And all the fans are running like, call your family. And she's looking at it being like, okay, let's see who's out here. Like, she's reading all the stuff, and then she's like, ooh, hair tutorial, okay. Like, and then she's just, like, reading the Bible and all this other stuff.
And no, something's going on.
And when they've been on Ellen, these dancers,
yeah,
and people are writing under Ellen's social media, like, yeah, this, you've got to look at this. They're part of this thing. Please check it out. Make sure these dancers are not being exploited and they're safe. That those all get removed. And then Ellen,
they all get removed.
Mm-hmm. And then Ellen had on this guy who's a dancer. It's Slavic and he's from the Ukraine. So he sat down to talk about what's going on in the Ukraine, which right. is, you know, obviously terrible. But it's like these dancers are constantly on Ellen.
Really?
But I'm like, either the Ellen people are.
But who even are they?
But the thing is that they're just these dancers that constantly are doing work that this one management
who
company owns.
Who are they dancing for? I don't know any of these people.
I know we don't know, but like people in the dance world know. And
are they dancing for Beyonce on
yes,
tour? I mean, Katy Perry?
Yes, they get gigs.
They get big work.
They get sponsors. They do dances. And a lot of the choreography is being they use it for numerous different things. They're on TikTok. They're doing different shows. Mm. I know it's very confusing, but I just kind of wanted to put it out there because I think it's one of these things that the person who's hiring them to do this stuff,
yeah.
they don't want to know about this. They know the number to call. Hi, 7M, can you bring 12 dancers to do this Corolla commercial?
Yeah.
Okay, my job is done. They don't want to know that these kids might not be getting their money. They don't want to know that these kids are trapped in something.
Oh, my God.
Nobody wants to complicate their simple job.
Right.
But I want to just get people talking. Without a crystal ball is doing her job, but
you're doing your job,
she's
too.
She's getting shut down, too. And I just want to investigate if everybody's fine. And, just look into it because
yeah.
I could see why someone who's an artist is so happy to be doing their art and so happy to be making any money at all.
Not enough.
And
that
so
you'd
happy
off.
To
There's
be with
no
their friends.
Reason for you to be cutting off your family. These people are saying, call your Grammy. She's in the hospital and the woman is ignoring it.
Yeah.
That's called something ain't right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to wrap this up, but I wanted to just do one more thing that I thought was really juicy. Okay, you know about the Kanye video, where this weird Kanye video that he did?
No.
Well, he's done these videos where one head looks like Pete Davidson, and another one looked like this other guy. And this person, there's a theory, this is just a theory, that the other head is based on, this is just speculation. It said the decapitated head in Yee's new video is Bob Chapek, CEO of Disney. So some people believe that Kanye believes that this guy who is the head of CEO, which owns Hulu, they think he believes that they put Kim with Pete Davidson together to help launch the return of the Kardashians on Hulu.
Okay.
And that is why this head resembles this guy in his severed head video.
You guys, I feel.
I also think Hulu doesn't need any help to get people to watch the Kardashians on Hulu.
Honestly, all they had to do was post that story that they all posted, and I was like, I'm watching it.
Yeah, but they always do.
And
have...
I don't need Kim to be dating Pete Davidson to watch either.
Yeah. Yeah,
I could watch Kim literally just sit there.
Just eat a salad, get ready.
Yeah, that's all they've ever done.
Yeah.
And it is just that interesting.
Right.
So he's got to calm down. Because what people don't understand is there's crazy fans out there who Kanye says these little stupid fucking things. Takes one crazy fan that says, I'm going to be the hero.
Yeah.
And does something. And
well, that's what they're concerned about, you know.
But it should be a concern.
And then someone's like, why, you know, why can Kanye act this way? Why is Kanye not in conservatorship yet Britney Spears was? Well, they have nothing to do with each other. Britney Spears' family did that to her. Being like, she's a woman, he's a man. And at one time, it was rumored that they were trying to get him help. his family being, the Kardashians.
He needs help.
But, you know, who knows? So,
but when someone has that much money and power, it's like really hard to control a situation.
Yeah.
You know, but like what he's doing to her.
Have you watched the doc about his?
I did.
Did you like it?
I loved it. But it also made me sad because he was so bright and vibrant and like so into his craft. And I think after he lost his mom is when things just...
So people were saying like that the way he talked about his mom was like so brilliant because and so fabulous that I want to be that kind of mother because she like built him up so much.
Yeah. And when you lose that,
yeah,
you're devastated.
But then is that the greatest way to be a mom though? Like if you build up your child so much that if anything changes that they can't, I don't know. Not that she caused his like state of mind. I'm sure she was a wonderful mother, but like, yeah. And I have not like watched it. I was just kind of watching it. I think she was a wonderful mother. I mean, that is the way to be.
Right.
But like, I don't know. And then they said, well, of course, you know, he, which is what I said, he produced it himself. So it only showed the greatest stuff. It didn't show all the awful things he did.
Of course, he produced it himself.
Yeah,
and
so,
like, people aren't blind to that.
Yeah.
Like, yes, the documentary was great. But this, like, what he does to her on a daily basis, it's not funny. It's not cute. It's not entertaining. It's disgusting.
No, and it's like, you know, and it's scary.
It's scary.
It's, you know, kind of some crazy shit. Oh, I just wanted to share with you, this couple's engaged.
Who is this?
This is the Patriots owner.
Oh.
Robert Kraft and his girlfriend, she's a doctor, Dana Bloomberg, are engaged. And the news was revealed by Tommy Hilfiger at the inaugural AmFAR Gala Palm Beach event over the weekend. Can you just look up their ages? I'm just curious.
Wait, I think the Kraft sent me a baby gift.
Who's
they
the Kraft?
Did. Robert Kraft's son sent Ocean a bunch of Patriots stuff.
Maybe you'll get to go to some Patriot game. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I just want to know just the age difference is kind of huge.
What is it? What is it?
I'm going to guess he's 76, and I'm going to guess she's 37. Now you guess.
I'm in the same boat as you.
You have to pick a different
age. I think... He's got to be pushing 80.
Okay, you give me a number.
And I bet she's 38 to 39, and I bet he's 79.
Okay, well,
he looks like he's pushing 80.
Exactly what I said. Okay,
but she looks in her 40s. Doesn't she look?
She's wearing a crop top. She is a doctor, though.
No, so it's I changed my answer.
Okay.
She's 43.
Okay.
He's definitely almost 80. He's got to be 80.
And I'm going with she's 37, he's 76.
Her eyes are telling her age because she looks wise.
He's 80 and she's 47.
Okay.
Because she looks amazing, but her eyes have wisdom. See, it's all in the eyes. It's
47
all in the eyes.
And 80. How do you feel about that age difference?
I think it's horrific. I think no. Mm-mm. I will go no younger than 28 and no older than probably 38.
I guess when you're that age and she's a doctor, she's worked her whole life, she's probably like, you know what? I don't fucking care to fuck anybody. Let me just go to the games and have some fun parties in Palm Beach. And in a few years, I'll have, you know, I'll be able to do anything. Pretty much she probably can do anything she wants now, but then she'll really be able to do anything she wants. That's what I think.
I just think
and she probably enjoys talking to him and stuff.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. They have nothing in common. Take it from someone. I'm like really.
Do you think they even have football in common?
No. No. I think it's a bunch of no. Imagine going home and being together by yourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't think of anything worse.
Oh, I do want to end because I do want to, I did forget to say this.
Even in that photo, she doesn't look like she's enjoying
it. Oh, when
him.
I was talking about Kanye and his, you know, his new girlfriend, she did admit to having a BBL, a Brazilian butt lift.
Who did?
His new girlfriend, the one that looks just like Kim Kardashian.
She admitted to it?
Yeah.
Chaney Jones.
Chaney, yeah.
She's really pretty.
She said, this is my face, but I have had a BBL. I think she was another one that was like, I had a little Botox and an arch lift. I don't know what she said, but she definitely said, I've had a BBL.
See, I respect that so much.
Yeah.
But she doesn't, like, and I think her boobs are real. They hang in a real way.
I think she might have said that, too. Anyway, she made a statement. Actually, can you look up her Insta? She said on her Insta, she's like, I know a lot of people are coming to get to know me, and I'm just going to let you speculate on me, and this is me.
Like, I'm glad.
I look like Kim because I've always looked like Kim. Shouldn't say that, but that's her face.
You can tell. She doesn't look like someone that went into a doctor's office to look like Kim K.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. Oh, and then Julia, what's her name? Uncut Jams. What's her name?
Uncut Jams.
Yeah.
Julia Fox.
Julia Fox said that having the Birkin that Kanye gave her has given her so much anxiety that she's constantly worried about it, where it is, if it's safe, if someone's going to try to steal it because it's worth $10,000. And people are like, wait, aren't you a mother? Like, shouldn't being a mom be something that you worry about more than your bag? And, like, why don't you just get rid of the bag then? Why don't you just go to the real and fucking get rid of it?
I will say, even when I got the Birkin, I really didn't care about its safety.
Oh, you know? Have a Birkin?
Yeah, I do have one.
Okay. And what was it for? A special occasion?
My engagement gift.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it is real. I had it looked at.
Okay.
The ring was shit, but the bag was real.
Okay.
And yeah. And I especially don't care about it now that I'm a mom.
Like, But do you take it out?
Rarely. It's kind of big.
What color is it?
It's like the camel color.
Okay.
It's a gorgeous bag, but I'm definitely not like worried about its safety.
Yeah.
I will say though, when I made my exit from the home, I got an Airbnb like in the Hollywood Hills lockdown, and I rented the whole building. And the woman comes and she's like, can you Venmo me the payment? And I was like, oh, no. Can't have a paper trail. I get my Birkin out with a bag of fucking cash. And I think this woman was like, who the fuck is this? And why is she paying me like 14 grand in cash? And I'm just lost right now. Like, her whole life is in this building right now.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
There's boxes everywhere. What the fuck? And I was telling her, I'm like, don't be alarmed. I'm not a squatter. All of this stuff is going to be moved out. But that was the only time I was concerned about where
are
the Birkin bag was.
Are you on the Netflix episode, Worst Roommate?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, there's one that's two-parter that's about the serial squatter, but this guy that would move in. So, okay, so anyway, so there you go with the bags.
Yeah.
People thought, you know, he gave her friends each one too. And they're like, you know,
because for him, 10,000 is nothing.
Right. But I mean, then you break up. I just know that if I was in that situation and my friend's boyfriend gave us all the handbag, certain friends, I think, would definitely call me back and be like, all right, give it to me.
Yeah.
Like, you don't just like.
Yeah, but he's Kanye West. He's not worried about a $10,000 bag.
I'm just saying, I think the girl. Julia would call her girlfriends and be like,
give it back.
Yeah. Like, I worked my ass off, like, literally had to wear latex like every day and hang out with this weirdo.
And boot pants.
And now it's over. Like, the money train and the publicity are over. Do you really think you, as my friend, deserve a $10,000 bag? You don't.
It's sad because no one talks about her anymore, right? Do they?
I mean, I just did, just to throw her a bone.
No, but she's really sweet. She's really sweet.
No, she's not. I listened to the whole interview. She's.
Oh, I see. I didn't.
What,
even
you
listen.
Hang out with her? She's a buddy of yours? How do you know she's so sweet?
No, she. I didn't listen to her interview. I just. Someone texted me and was like, holy shit, did you know Julia Fox follows you? And I was like, who's that?
So she's really sweet because she's one of your 1.2 million followers.
No, 1.7.
Sorry.
I know. I can't get it up. It's like the craziest shit.
It's crazy shit. Can't get it to two. It's almost as stressful as my Birkin bag.
It's not stressful at all. It's just annoying. It ain't stressful, just annoying.
I've been at 288 ever. Go on.
I looked at my DMs and she wrote me a really kind message. And I told her.
What did she say?
She was just like, you've inspired me so much. Thank you for sharing your story.
Like Lala Cat. She's like really inspiring. If that makes sense. If that makes sense. She's really inspired. I just like, I love her vibe. I mean, she's a mother too. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. Sorry.
I don't know that I could like go travel with Kanye West though without my baby. I'd be like, yay, we got to get some latex for O. She's got to be in Paris for Fashion Week. Where's the baby?
Wait, oh, when she was traveling around? I think the baby was fine, but the baby was not with them. No, the baby was not coming. The baby's not coming. His four kids weren't coming. Her baby wasn't coming.
His four kids need to stay with.
It was just a weird little thing they did for like 2.5 weeks and it was over with. I mean,
that's all it was?
I think it was like a month. All right, maybe a month.
It felt like a fucking eternity.
It felt really long.
It was way long.
Yeah. Lala, what else? Tell us everything.
Well, you can buy Give Them Lala beauty products at givethemlala.com. You can follow me at Give Them Lala. Get me to 2 million. It's really just like a personal goal.
Get me to 300,000. I'm at 288.
You should have millions. You're so funny. You're the only person I never think about muting.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That could be a Hallmark card. You're the only person I think about not muting.
Yeah.
Lala Kent. Can we make a little card like that for tomorrow's show?
That's cute.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's actually like really sweet. I love muting people. I feel like it changed the button though. Like I don't know. I have to find that button again.
Sometimes I get annoyed because I'm like, I swear I muted this person. And it's like, oh, it's because I only clicked photos and not stories.
Oh. And why do you mute someone? What is the main reason? But besides, you don't want to follow them because a freak fan will find out that you stopped following them, right?
Yes.
So you want to mute them because why?
Sometimes they're overposting. I'm sure people mute me because I'm constantly like, give them Lala lip gloss, give them Lala lip gloss. So I'm sure all my friends have me muted as well.
I don't think you post that much. Maybe on stories you post more stories but grid is very kind of rare, I think, for you.
Social media is really tough for me. Like, if the day that I don't have to have it, I'm handing it over to someone else.
That's why I took a break today.
Yeah.
And I hope my followers are okay.
And no one calls the police. Don't call the police. She's fine. I'm looking at her. She's totally fine.
Okay. So, okay, you have your Lala Beauty. What else?
I have Give Them Lala Baby for those of you who are giving birth or have children and you want, we got you covered on the basics. That's givethemlalababy.com. And yeah, that's where I'm at.
Well, living I love the dream. And our baby is turning one.
My baby turns one on the 15th.
I know.
The Ides of March. My little water baby. You're coming to the party, right?
I am coming to the party. I'm okay, so excited.
I don't know what it's going to be like. I punted that job off to my assistant.
I'm sure it'll be fabulous. I'm sure there'll be a balloon wall and like a lot of like way too much candy that no one will eat.
Probably.
And yeah, it'll be a whole thing.
That was my biggest concern about having a kid is that I'm horrible at hosting any sort of party. So I'm just thankful that someone else is taking over.
No, it's going to be great. And I'm excited to go.
Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming always. Cheers. Bye.
Cheers.